Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN listeners, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, as always. It's the 29th of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, things are shaking up over at Pandora because CEO Brian McAndrews, wah, he gone. And the founder, Tim Westergren, yeah, he's back in. In a statement, Westergren said, "I'm incredibly excited about the future of Pandora. We're on the cusp of realizing an extraordinary vision, fundamentally changing the way listeners discover and enjoy music and the way artists build and sustain their careers." But that future of Pandora is going to largely hinge on whether it can build an on-demand service or not. And, of course, compete with the likes of Spotify and Apple Music, among many, many other services out there. So we'll see if Pandora's founder Tim can actually get the company headed back in the right direction. As for Brian McAndrews, maybe he should go start a booger chain. Our Chinese listeners might have been really happy a few minutes yesterday. That's because Google briefly worked out a way to bypass China's great firewall. Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, users in China were able to access all of Google services. That's what that great firewall of China, yeah, that's what it's supposed to keep out. The fun didn't last long, however, though, only from 11:30 p.m. to 1:15 a.m. But it did give Chinese citizens access to YouTube and, of course, Google's big search facility. However, that was only Google that was unblocked for a little while. You couldn't get into, like, Facebook or any other things. So many Chinese citizens were so happy they took to some of their social networking sites such as WeChat and Weibo and said, "Hey, free speech is back in China." Maybe you guys shouldn't have pronounced it to the world. Maybe that's how they found out. Well, back to the drawing board for China, as the firewalls have been turned up to full capacity once again. Tumblr users now can interact once again thanks to the bringing back of replies. It's also having a redesign of its notes feature too, so a lot of little things going on over there at Tumblr. This all harks back to November 2015 when Tumblr was trying to overhaul its reply format, and since it couldn't get it just right, it pulled the feature for a while. But now that it's back, both the post author and readers can now leave comments. Users can actually reply multiple times on the same post too. Replies are also enabled on reblogs, though that feature can also be turned off if you really don't want it there. Notes, on the other hand, although not a big change, the design will allow users to follow conversations more easily by applying filters to what they're viewing. So yeah, not a huge change, but a little sprinkle here and there. Windows users, you're about to be happy if you're, you know, going to download those legal torrents. Yeah, that popular BitTorrent client for OS X and Linux, yeah, now it's coming to Windows. That's right, now you don't have to put up with all those ads and all that crap, and it's only going to be 25 megabyte download for Windows too. So yeah, relatively small. Of course, one of the best features about transmission, encryption. You know, so you don't want anybody to know that you're downloading the latest version of Ubuntu. Be forewarned though, the new version of Windows is not being really promoted yet. If you want to check it out, you're going to have to head to Transmission's download directory page, go all the way to the bottom, and then grab that file named transmission2.92x64.msi. That is, if you're running the 64-bit edition of Windows. You'll need that 2.92.x86msi if you got a 32-bit version still. And finally, if you want to be a high-tech golfer, you best get your butt to Japan right now, because they're using drones on their golf course. Mm-hmm. Say you need some new balls. Yes, the ones you hit. Or say you're just thirsty and need that good, refreshing drink. Well, a drone can just fly right onto you over there and just drop it in your lap. Rakuten, I think that's how you say it, is actually experimenting with what Amazon's been wanting to try to do, with drones that can quickly deliver goods to its customers. And they're trying this lovely little demo out on one of Japan's finest golf courses. In the Shibuya Prefecture. Gosh, I hope I said that right. Probably didn't. Sorry. This is going to let golfers take out their smartphones and request, you know, whatever they need. Golf balls, few refreshments, maybe they need some new tees. Who knows? Maybe other things too. This is Japan. Your mind can go wild. Whatever it be, they can just fly it on over via the drone. According to NHK, yeah, like the BBC of Japan, they plan on expanding this to other golf courses too, with the ultimate goal in the end, to have it in people's homes. Hey, this thing sounds pretty cool. The only thing I'm worried about is how many drones we're going to lose each day from piss-poor golf shots. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the website for all the BTN shows. Mac shows over there. Big shows over there. House of Cards show. Yeah, we got a new season. Some new House of Cards shows up over there. Gamers show, of course. So many shows. The news show. Yeah, but you knew that already. Get on over there. Get them all checked out. Get subscribed to all of them. You're going to love them. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get on over there with the BTN community where everything's on fire. Yeah. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning tomorrow for your hump day installment. Woo-hoo. Getting caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. Thank goodness Monday's over. And thank you very much for listening.